Good morning. Welcome to our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about overcoming, using the power of God's Word, His Spirit, His presence to help us overcome, that we would receive the crown of life, to be with Jesus forever. So each weekday morning, we're breaking down some aspect of what God says with His help we're able to overcome. And looking at the messages to the churches of Asia revealed by God's messenger to John, recorded for us in the book of Revelation. Today we're going to focus in on overcoming your past. Sometimes our past can be a trap. It seems like we're stuck in it. About the time we think we've escaped from it, somebody brings it up. And oftentimes the things people remember about our past are the things we just assume they forget. The things that were noteworthy sometimes are the one things that do get forgotten. And so to realize that as we know God's Word, as we know God, He helps us. He gives us the power, the ability to overcome. Revelation 2, verse 17 says, "He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, I will give some of the hidden manna. I will also give him a white stone with a new name written on it, known only to him who receives it." I remember as a child, and I don't know that I was very old, It's one of those vague memories. The details are not as clear as some of the elementary age memories. My mom was teaching our probably a Sunday night youth group class. Might have been Sunday school, but teaching children's class at church, and took into church these stones that we could write a name on, and talked about this passage about God giving us a new name. And there are times where people change their name because the old one has so much baggage to it. Sometimes baggage that they created. Sometimes it's a family name that someone else created the baggage and they're just trying to escape out from under it. But as those who overcome in Christ, through Christ, by Christ, God says, "I'm going to help you overcome whatever's in your past. In fact, I've erased it. I've forgotten it. I've removed it from you as far as the east is from the west." And to realize, as we come to God, there's a lot of speculation on what this name is. Some think it's just the generic name Christian. It would appear that by the time John writes Revelation, the believers in Jesus had been known by that name already. Some think it's a personal name, and this would align more with God's interaction with people throughout the Old Testament, where His encounters with them would rename them. a name that would have meaning. Abram to Abraham. Sarai to Sarah. These names, even in the New Testament, you get Jesus declaring Simon's no longer this little pebble, he's the rock. And whatever it is, I don't believe God's desire or design was that we would argue about it. If it's a new name only known to the one who receives it, then it's between me and God. And whether that's a universal name to all who receive it or whether they're individual names is kind of up to God. But it's, in my opinion, it's God's declaration that you are no longer who you once were. The things of this world that defined you no longer hold the weight they once did. We overcome by the power of God's Spirit, by opening our ears to listen to His Spirit. And we find the past doesn't have to be our prison. To be set free, the Bible says, the one that the Son sets free is free indeed. Sometimes we forgive people, sort of. We set them free from the wrong that they've done to us, sort of. We don't let go. Sometimes because we don't want to let go. Sometimes because we just can't. There's something in us that can't or won't. And even when we try, there's so many reminders that we have to battle against. And the difficulty for that one who did wrong to overcome that wrong seems to get multiplied. And we kind of brush our thoughts past that when it's someone else. But what about when it's you? What about when it's me? I want to know the power of Christ and His resurrection, His life, His death, so that the past is overcome. The hidden manna, the food from God, that which would sustain me. And a new name. I think the names, personally, will be descriptive. Oh, not of our physical attributes, but of the character. Names that would describe God's Spirit within us. Perhaps forms of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Those things produced by God's Spirit that God says, that's who you are now. Oh, your past, you may have been labeled an angry old man. You may have been labeled a bitter young woman. You may have been labeled all kinds of things. But God says, I have a new plan, a new name, a new home. And when we hear the Spirit and we overcome by the power of the Spirit, we overcome the past. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has given us those things that we need in order to know you, in order to be made right by you, in order to simply be with you. And out of your love, you have given us your Spirit, the instructions by your Spirit and your Word, the power by your Spirit to overcome. And so, God, today, help us to listen, to respond, to submit to your Spirit, to overcome in such a way that we do overcome the past, that we view ourselves more accurately as you view us, not as the world views us, not even as we've become accustomed to viewing ourselves. Father, may we live up to the calling, the high calling to which we've been called in Christ Jesus. As we feast on that hidden manna, may we live according to the name that you give us. And as we overcome the past, may we be mindful of those around us who feel trapped. And may we share with them the message of hope, the promise that it's not just us, it's all who overcome can be made new. And Father, help us today to lift up Jesus as the one, the only source of the power that we need to overcome. That as we lift up Jesus, he would draw all people to himself. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.